Good evening. My name is Terry Bibo Knight. I'm an author, editor, writer, and teacher who worked for the Peoria Journal-Star for more than 35 years. I started as an intern in college, got a full-time job handling obituaries and feature stories, covered news from hospitals to City Hall, and ended up writing columns and freelancing stories about Fulton County politics. The common thread throughout this professional career was the belief that reliable information is the most important gift you can offer your community. That's why I joined the League of Women Voters of Greater Peoria after I left the paper. I edit the League newsletter and serve on our executive board. If you want to do something positive about the way things are going in America today, please join us. We have lots to do. The League of Women Voters is political but nonpartisan. Both men and women are welcome to join. We work to educate and inform voters about issues and candidates. We do not endorse candidates. Now, an event like tonight requires a lot of people. We love working with Fond du Lac District Library again. The folks here are always doing their best to help the community. Many thanks to Gina Burr for all the work and support. Of course, we want to thank Eastside Community Media, which will broadcast this forum live and on our Facebook page. It's a pleasure to collaborate with you again as well. We thank our own volunteers, our timers, our coordinators, and especially our voter services head, Roberta Parks, who wrangled the cats and handled the details. We thank those of you who are watching. You make a difference when you participate. You can submit questions. Well, actually, tonight you can't submit questions. I'll explain that in a minute. Finally, thanks to WCBU Peoria Radio 89.9, WCBU will rebroadcast the forum in its entirety at 6 p.m. Wednesday, September 23rd. So let's get started. Here's the rules and here's the candidates. Originally, this event was planned as a forum for the candidates who are running for the 46th Illinois Senate District, the 91st and 92nd Illinois House Districts. Unfortunately, we had candidates who did not respond to multiple contacts from the League and the library. In accordance with national and state League rules, no single candidate debate or forum can be sponsored. But an alternative method can be developed to allow for comments from the candidate who did choose to participate. Tonight, that's going to be both of our races. David Kaler, the Democratic incumbent for the 46th Senate District, is with us this evening. His opponent, Mary Burris, didn't respond, so Mr. Kaler will be given 5 minutes to make a statement. Per the rules for a League-hosted forum, he cannot respond to questions. Now, we had planned for Jahan Gordon Booth, the Democratic incumbent, and Chad Grimm, the Libertarian challenger, to be able to respond to questions submitted by you, submitted by WCBU, submitted by our League volunteers. However, Ms. Gordon Booth was called away for a family emergency. She is unable to participate tonight, so Chad will also give a 5-minute discussion. Okay, so we regret the way that this has worked out, but between the circumstances and some of our candidates less than agreeable disposition, I guess, we are unable to cover the races as we'd like. So here we go. First, the opening statement from Mr. Kaler.
Thank you very much, Terry. Hello, I'm Dave Kaler, Senator of the 46th District and a candidate for re-election. I want to thank the League of Women Voters for hosting this event. My wife and I have been members for years, and we are very proud of the way that you educate and inform voters in a very nonpartisan and fair way. I'm joined by my wife tonight, Nora. We live in Peoria. We work in Peoria. We've raised our 3 daughters here, and now we have 4 grandchildren who were all born here and live near us, so life is very good. I've had the honor of serving as your senator from the 46th District ever since 2006. And before that, I worked as the executive director of the Peoria Area Labor Management Council. I served for 6 years on the Peoria County Board and for 8 years on the Peoria City Council. Tonight, I want to touch on a couple of topics that are on the minds of voters. Nothing has made access to affordable, quality health care more essential than the pandemic that we're facing right now. We often look at health care as a national political issue, but we also know that it's a very personal issue. It can greatly affect our families and our loved ones. And let me share a story with you. During the budget impasse a couple of years ago, a family in my district had a medically fragile child. Now, they had insurance, but they needed more assistance, and they were enrolled in a program that helped cover that child 24 hours a day. Because of the budget impasse, that program was cut, and suddenly this child's life was in danger. I fought those cuts, and with my colleagues, we were able to get the funding restored, and it literally saved that child's life. It's clear that we need to do everything possible to protect people, especially those with pre-existing conditions, from losing their health care coverage. That's why I passed a bill that would require big insurance companies to cover pre-existing conditions in Illinois, even if the federal government removes that requirement. I've also worked hard to drive down the cost of prescription drugs like insulin, because no one should have to choose between putting food on the table or paying for their medications. One of the biggest honors I've had in the Senate is being named as an assistant majority leader, which means that Central Illinois has a voice at the leadership table where discussions are made. Let me tell you about a story on that. Last year, during our spring session, we had money from the federal government coming, the CARES Act, and the states were supposed to distribute that in a fair way throughout the state to help with all kinds of problems that people were having, businesses were having. Well, some of my colleagues from Chicago kind of thought that maybe some more of that money ought to be held up north. As chair of the Downstate Senate Democrat Caucus, I gathered with some of my colleagues, and we said, that's not going to happen. We were able to preserve $815 million only for downstate usage, and that's just one example. I also helped with the $45 billion capital bill that was passed in 2019. My number one project that I've been advocating for years was a rebuilding of Route 24 to a four-lane highway from Kingston Mines down to Banner. That, for far too long, that stretch of road has been a death trap. This capital bill is now making those improvements possible, and work will start on that next year. I've always tried to lead by example in Springfield, and that's why I voted 11 times to either reject automatic pay raises or cut my own pay. It's just the right thing to do. I've always supported meaningful ethics reform, and it's way past due for us to get that done. And here are a couple of things that we can do to restore people's faith in Springfield. We need to establish term limits on legislative leadership, and we've done that in the Senate. A Senate president can only serve 10 years. That needs to be extended to the House. We need to remove any legislator as a leader or a committee chair during a criminal investigation or in case of an indictment. We need to ban legislators from serving as lobbyists for other units of government. And we need to ban legislators from becoming lobbyists so that they at least have 1 year after they leave office. We need to strengthen the disclosure of legislators' outside income. And most of all, we need to truly have an independent legislative inspector general. If I am fortunate enough to get reelected to another term, here are some of my priorities. Pass legislation that makes Central Illinois a leader in the emerging solar and battery technology industry. This will create jobs and help save the environment. We need to help business owners and entrepreneurs get back on their feet after the pandemic, especially minority-owned businesses and small businesses. We need to address our state backlogs that we've been hearing so much about in our district office, like the ones for unemployment benefits and renewal of FOID cards. Again, it has been an honor and a privilege to serve you as your senator, and I'm asking you now for your vote again, so I can continue serving. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kaler. In fairness to Mr. Grimm, I'd like to point out that because this was a last-minute emergency, he was not aware that he would have 5 minutes to speak. So we're asking you to share time with us, and we're all being flexible.
Well, thanks. Okay, there we go. Thank you, and I'd like to thank the League for hosting this event. I think it's important, especially here, in, you know, it's a local election. I think it's important for people to do some research on the candidates, especially with the manner in which we're a lot of us are voting this time around. I think it's important for us to give every candidate a shot and listen to what they have to say. So I want to thank the League for putting this on. I also you touched on a minute ago, I'd like to tell everybody out there that is watching this, please send their prayers and their thoughts to Representative Gordon Booth for the reasons why she's not here tonight. That's important because family trumps all politics, and politics can get ugly sometimes, but that it shouldn't be, and it should never be personal. So my thoughts and prayers go out to Jahan and her family tonight. I guess I'm going to use this opportunity, because we didn't really think that we were going to have this long to speak. I'm just going to kind of go over my platform for all of you that don't know me, and kind of tell you why I decided to run. So if anybody asked me in February of this year, Chad, do you want to run for office? I would have said, you got to be out of your mind. And, you know, who would want that job and why? Now, that sounds silly because I've done it before, but I was done with it, you know, in the past. So I had no desire to do it. It was not on my radar. And then March came around. And I am a small business owner, and I run a business that works directly with other small businesses. And when I saw the lockdowns begin, and I saw the effect that it had on a lot of my personal clients and my family and my friends that are all small business owners, and then when I saw the weak leadership that we currently have in Springfield, and once that the governor's order went beyond 30 days, it became unconstitutional, and there is no reason for that. And we are still now 6 months later, and we are still having our small businesses that are in complete fear of losing everything that they've built. So at some point, you have to ask yourself, if you don't stand up, who does? And I think I understand small business. I have one, much more than anybody in the legislature currently. So I guess, you know, one of the things that we want to do and why we're running, first and foremost, I've spent a lot of time traveling the state. I've lived in Peoria. I've lived in Chicago. But one thing that that has always bothered me is the influence that Cook County has. And this isn't just for us here downstate. This includes the collar counties of Chicago. You'll have a lot of folks that talk about wanting to secede from Cook County, and I'm not going to go there. I think what we could do is we could implement an electoral college-style voting system in the state of Illinois that would give us downstate here equal representation when it comes to electing a governor, and I think that's important because we don't have that right now. If a governor candidate does well in Cook County, they have a tendency to walk right into the governor's mansion, and I don't think that that's right. And I think when we address the way that the COVID situation has been handled, we can see that it clearly is our governor has paid more attention to Cook County than us here downstate. I also want to ensure the language in terms of the governor's power in terms of an executive order. That language is 30 days. I believe that is very clear, so I'm not really sure why we still believe that there is a lockdown. There is not. I also would like to fix the horrible marijuana legislation that has been drawn up and is now law. We need to reduce the tax on it. This is not supposed to be a cash grab, should have never been a cash grab. This is about freedom. So we need to drop the taxation of 30 some odd percent down to the regular sales tax of 6.5%. And if something's going to be legal, then let's have it be legal. Let's go ahead and allow anybody that has a business to grow and sell as need be. Again, this is not the government's cash grab. And with that being said, I encourage you all to get out and vote on November 3rd. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So many thanks to David Kaler, the Democratic incumbent. Many thanks to Chad Grimm, who's the Libertarian challenger. We appreciate both of you for running for elected office. We appreciate that you took the time to join us this evening. Our thoughts and best wishes go out to Jahan Gordon Booth, who was, again, unable to be here. So thank you to Fond du Lac District Library, to Eastside Community Media, and to Tim Shelley and WCBU Peoria Public Radio. You can listen to this forum again on WCBU at 6 p.m. next Wednesday. Finally, as a reminder, early voting starts September 24th. Check your local election office for locations of early voting and information about vote by mail. Election day is November 3rd. please exercise your right to vote. Thanks.